Hello, listeners. This morning I have at Sarah L. Escott with two T's.
And an H.
And we're going to do a little interview and find out a little bit more about it. So, good morning, Sarah.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I run a business that's based in Barnstable, and it's called The Best of Barnstable. And we help businesses use the power of their positive customer reviews to help them win more business by standing out from the crowd, basically. So it's using that power of word of mouth, but using 21st century channels, online and offline.
So how do you go about meeting these people and getting business for yourself?
I haven't worked in North Devon until last year. All of my career was up in London, working sort of for corporates like Dell and Apple. So I have been really busy networking. And one of the ways that I have done that online is A, through LinkedIn, and B, building my profile through social media and particularly Twitter. So it's amazing how you can start to build dialogues with people online, and it leads to warm introductions to people who perhaps want to know a bit more about what you do.
Yes, indeed, and that takes us nicely to the #EnDevon tag, which is actually all these booze are about. How did you get into the #EnDevon tag?
Well, I think one of the first people I talked to when I came to North Devon was Robert Said, obviously with his connection with the journal. And then he was someone that I saw on Twitter quite quickly. And it was clear with him, with Llama Kevin, Infrared Heating, and a few others, that #EnDevon hashtag was a really critical one to use. And once I built up my knowledge around social media and I started to save some searches, it became clear, particularly for my business, that hashtagging key areas meant that I picked up what was happening quite quickly.
That's brilliant. Well, thanks for our little chat this morning. You've been absolutely brilliant, and good luck with your business venture.
And you. Thank you very much, Paul. Go and do it in the ukulele world, as they say.
Thanks then. Bye.